clickbait, dopamine hits. Oh my. I am never, never surprised to just log on to social media, YouTube, and I'm really doing some deep self-reflection right now, and I invite you to do the same. I had this inner voice, inner knowing in November that said, less is more, take a break, take a break. I even intuitively knew to just get ahead of myself with holiday cards, because one of my rules on the Earth ride, just like Fight Club, the only rule in Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club. The only rule for me on the Earth ride or the Earth journey is enjoy the process. So what happened is in November, I kept getting take a break from social media. You need to just chill out. I was given some opportunities this year that I've said no to. And I want you to think about clickbait, what a day-to-day life is like for you on Earth. When I say clickbait, I mean when you go and you scroll on your phone, when you hit like a sensationalized topic, when you go to YouTube, when you go to Instagram, when you go to Facebook, Discord, wherever you are in the virtual universe, what actually entices you? I want you to have the ultimate self-awareness of what is clickbait for you. I'm going to say it two more times. What is clickbait for you? What is clickbait for you? And for me, I realized that, you know, everything in human behavior, it's like dopamine hits. We are humans that are addicted to our social media, addicted to fear. You know, we hear some awful thing or the sky is falling. And I have to tell you, it's one of the reasons why I was about to start doing all kinds of video and YouTube content. But I realized, fortunately or unfortunately, the main way that people would get the most attention is by writing sensationalized titles, making someone click it, and then, you know, taking someone through like maybe incredible content, hopefully, right? And so I've been sort of looking at what clickbait means to me, what my own behaviors are throughout the day of how little or how much or how I should spend my time on social media. And to me, just like when we take a retreat or we have recreation, recreate, we need to go deeper into our own, what I call in integrity, deeper into our own awareness, deeper into our own self-love. So I've made the decision to not post on regular Instagram. I'm just doing stories right now, and I'm really focusing on my private practice with my patients, lots of emergencies right now, my son, my family, and then looking at human behavior. So I think we're living at these unimaginable times where we are getting so much information thrown at us. And I think when we look at what are our own unique dopamine healthy hits and dopamine unhealthy hits, what does clickbait mean to us? I really think it's an important thing to really kind of, just like you would with spring cleaning, really look at, I love this term that I have, mindfully ingest. What is your mindful ingestion of the news, of your social media, of your day-to-day life? And then we can take it, as we kind of wrap up this short, our mindful ingestion of who we hang out with, what nutrition's best for our metabolism, what fitness is best, how much sunshine are we getting, how much philanthropy are we doing? With all the world changes right now, what is our own self-mastery? All right, everyone, have an incredible week, and I challenge you to think about what throughout your day is clickbait. By the way, if you love this short content, please write a review. I'm going to be doing more and more content. I'm just taking a little bit of break to have some self-reflection. All right. Happy December. Peaceful holidays.